Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. 29-year-old Tariq Mahana of Sudbury is beginning a 17-and-a-half-year prison sentence tonight after a federal judge sentenced him today in Boston for conspiring to support terrorism. Prosecutors had asked for a 25-year term, but Mahana's supporters still insist he was wrongly convicted. They say he was pursued by an aggressive government over what amounts to free speech. WBUR's David Bueri was in court today and joins us now. David, I gather this was a pretty dramatic hearing. It included Mahana himself addressing the court in a wide-ranging statement. Would you tell us about that?
Sasha, he got up and spoke for 20 minutes without pause, without hesitation, without notes. He stayed very calm. During most of it, a steady voice, he started by saying that he was who he was because of America, started talking about his childhood, collecting comic books, the story of Batman and how he learned about the oppressed and the oppressors and how he came to see American history that way. He talked about learning about slavery, about the internment of Japanese during World War II, about the cause of injustice. And obviously, he was putting it in the context of his own experience as a Muslim.
But then I understand it took a pretty major turn in the other direction.
It was a small word showed the turn he took when he started telling the judge about your war in Afghanistan. His words became more angry, but his tone was calm. And it's important to know this, and it's important to point this out, Sasha, because the prosecutor had told the judge in recommending a 25-year sentence that Tariq Mahana wants to make himself a martyr. And so here, Mahana was talking. He started talking about Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, and then talking about Muslims, the victims of drones, of attacks by Americans, women and children being raped by American soldiers. And it was all about oppression. And he was trying to make the point that just like history reverses itself, and we understand we were wrong about the Japanese during the war, wrong about Native Americans, we'd come to see we were wrong about Muslims.
So he really wanted to go out with a message, it seems. What was the reaction in the courtroom to that statement?
Well, the most important reaction came from the judge, who, in sentencing him, after he called a recess that was necessitated by the fact that Mahana was and the prosecutor were yelling at each other in a particularly tense moment, he comes back and he noted that, yes, we've seen that Mahana is charismatic. He is also defiant, won't take responsibility. I think a number of people have figured out that the judge probably increased his sentence, or at least it made it easier for the judge to increase the sentence in that regard. The other reaction came from the U.S. attorney, and she said it was further evidence that Mahana was defiant, and she, Carmen Ortiz, was scornful.
Trust me, Tariq Mahana is no Nelson Mandela. The individual who the evidence indicated Mr. Mahana did revere and viewed as a leader was Osama bin Laden.
David, Mahana has had a lot of support throughout this trial. How did his backers respond to today's sentence?
They packed a courtroom. They cheered. They stood and cheered when he came in. They stood and cheered as he left. And that was an ovation, Sasha. They were packed. The father angrily attacked prosecutors outside, saying this is another indication of hypocrisy and there's a double standard for Muslims.
It spoke the truth. And that's what the government doesn't want to hear.
And they decided
the truth. The message that was sent to the court that if you are Muslim, unfortunately, you are treated with different standards.
David, this has been a very contentious case. Remind us briefly what is at the heart of it.
Well, and this is what makes it so contentious. Carmen Ortiz said this was conspiracy. It was conspiracy to kill Americans overseas. It was conspiracy to provide material support. And yet, in the end, this is what the government insists. But what we know is that Mahana never went to Iraq. He went to Yemen. He did go to Yemen for a week, but never had any terrorist training. And when he came back, he wrote on the internet, the government says those writings, the translations, disseminating material, were the incitement of other Muslims in America and elsewhere to violence. And so you have two completely different takes on this, where the prosecution is saying these are clear acts. The defense is saying this is free speech. In any event, it indicates the lengthening reach of federal prosecutions and federal laws now in treating terrorism.
David, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri. He was at the federal courthouse today for Tariq Mahana's sentence of 17 and a half years in prison.